Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Today we have had the pleasure to invite Professor Salman Naqvi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Dear listeners, Professor Naqvi is a faculty member at the Al-Mustafa University, and we have had this pleasure to have him in the studio. We, in this program, discuss your problems, questions related to the Islamic upbringing and different topics which have a very great deal with the Islamic upbringing of children. And the answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad and his family, may peace be upon them. Professor Naqvi, in our previous episode, we discussed that one of the things a child is not able to manage outside is conflict resolution, because he has not learned conflict management at home. So what are some conflict resolution techniques that you suggest parents can teach to their children?
Yes, as we said before, that we need to set a good example between ourselves as parents, to show them that we can have differences. Having differences of opinion is not a problem.
It's okay.
Everyone has a right to his own opinion. That's why we say we respect each other's opinions. We should teach our children, and first ourselves, that we can agree to disagree. That is important. So that is one point which has to be taught and understood. We should not feel bad by the fact that someone is opposing our view. Having a different opinion is not wrong, is not bad. I should not be offended with it. Yes, someone has, there's different types of opinions. Now, I mean, what are we talking about? If we're talking about ideological issues, about Islam, about religion, about things which are important, difference of opinion there, what does that entail? Does it entail that a person has an opinion against Islam?
Mm-hmm.
So that is problematic. We can't say that as parents, one parent says, I believe in God, the other parent says, I don't believe in God.
All right.
So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about issues of everyday
daily lives,
managing daily lives, what to do and what not to do in our daily lives. That is what we're talking about. Otherwise, issues of a high level worldview, ideology, strategic issues of life, important decisions in life. I mean, you can't say, oh, my opinion is that I need to stay at home all the time and do not work. So a man can't say that. He has to go out to work.
All right.
Or the woman says, oh, I won't do the cooking. I'm not supposed to do the cooking.
I'm not here for this.
I'm not here. I don't have any responsibility. Okay, that's a good opinion. That may be good, but that's not going to make the house run properly. So when we talk about opinions, meager issues are there. Nominal issues need to be discussed and managed. I mean, what should I wear? What should he wear? What should we eat? Should we go out? When should we go out? Management of daily issues. That's where problems arise.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we can have debates on ideological issues. We can have debates about them. We can teach each other about those things. But a conflict of opinion which makes us go out of the realm of Islam or our worldview, that's not going to be acceptable. But everyone should be able to freely talk about it. The problem in ideological issues, worldview issues, we can't suppress people, our children. We need them to open up so that we can rectify them if they're making a mistake.
All right.
So our children should learn about the degrees of the importance of issues.
Yeah.
There are high-level issues where we can have a different opinion, but we need to reach the correct answer.
Yeah.
But then we come to tactical issues, how to manage things.
Mm-hmm.
And operational issues,
yeah.
Because when we talk about management,
yeah.
We have high-level management, strategic issues, worldview, ideology, mission statement, whatever, what we need to do with our lives. And then we have how to do things, tactics.
Exactly, yeah.
And then when to do them.
We'll discuss more on them after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab with Professor Naqavi. And Professor Naqavi is teaching us some of the techniques that we can teach to our children to resolve conflicts.
So we started off by saying, where do conflicts arise? We have three levels of issues. One is the strategic issues, high-level issues, ideological issues, worldviews. That's one place. Tactical issues, how to do things,
yeah.
How to manage things,
yeah.
Strategic and strategies and tactics and techniques. And then we have the operational issues, when to go out, where to go out, how, who should go out, who should do that, who should do this in the house, how to manage things at the house, who's going to tidy up the place, who's going to make the wash the bathroom or whatever. So that's operational issues. So we have conflicts in these areas, in these three different areas. In the first area, the top level arguments are there. They should be freely allowed, but we need to get to the right decisions. Our children need to be taught where to make the, where's the right thing, where's the red line.
Okay.
Then tactical issues of how to do things, that's free to debate, open to debate. I mean, your children can come up with new ideas for doing how to do things.
You need to show them the things so that they can explore their talents, basically.
I mean, you need to manage things at home, time management, how to do that. Tell them to come up with ideas, how to get things done. These need ideas. I mean, today technology is advancing. How do we employ technology in doing things, in getting things done at home, at school, at workplace? So these are things which need to be discussed. When we open up with our children, between ourselves, we learn new things, and we are ready to learn and show them that we are ready to learn. You should also learn. So learning should also be there.
So
conflict management is there if we have decided upon the principles at the higher level, that we want a good life, we want a pure life, we want to live a life of godliness and goodliness. We need to a life of goodness and godliness. Then we need to manage our lives using techniques and tactics which will lead us to that pure life. So yeah. we have a consensus and agreement over basic issues.
Mm-hmm.
Then we come to tactical issues. That is open to debate, when we can come up with the best ideas. And then operational level things, when to do things, where to do things, how that can also be discussed. So we need to open up the space for free discussion and debates and manage conflicts, when you are open to debates,
there are three things that we have reached to. That first, one thing should be understood that there could be difference of opinion. You should welcome difference of opinions. Second, debates are open. And then third comes the management, how you manage those. Well, we'll discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي
الخيرات Imam Ali alayhi salam said, be like a friendly physician who applies medicine where it is useful. يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab with Professor Nakavi, and we are discussing the issue of conflict management, how we can teach conflict management to our children. Professor Nakavi, we are saying that how do these kinds of kids grow in society? How do they come up in the society? Who can't face the conflicts, who can't manage them? And this is because of over-pampering. And we have children who are being pampered so much. So do you think these pampering children, when they are given extreme love at home, or they're giving whatever they want right away, whenever they want it, and they're not asked about what they did with their pocket money, and they are asked so many different things, they are not being asked and they are not being questioned, and they are being just given and given without any queries. Don't you think when they grow up and when they are married to some person, do you think here they will develop some serious issues, some serious problems? Because they were pampered since their childhood, and now they get married to a person who is reasonable, sensible, and who is not someone who is going to pamper this partner all the time.
Exactly. That's a very basic issue that you have pointed out. Pampering means that there's no education, there's no upbringing. Everything is free-floating.
While many think that this pampering is actually upbringing.
No. This is allowing them to float freely in the air, not taking care of anything. I mean, you just mentioned pocket money. Now, why do we give pocket money? Why should we give pocket money? And what should be done with the pocket money? That has to be also
asked
and understood ourselves. Why should we be giving? We need to give him pocket money, not to spend it as he or she likes, as much as he likes. No, there should be...
With reasons. Number one, with alternatives that you provide to them.
Why should I give you pocket money?
Explain that.
Firstly, he or she should realize that why is he be giving pocket money? There are certain rules. It's not just because, I love you, I'm your father, I'm responsible for you. Look, I'm taking care of all your needs, so why do you need pocket money? No, I need pocket money to buy things which I want. You're not giving them to me. Okay, what are those things? Let us discuss. I will give you pocket money, but it has strings attached to it. You need to do this, you need to do this. If you do this, if you study properly, if you take care of this, if you take care of a chore at home, a task outside, I will give you pocket money.
Make it a give and take, professors.
Why don't you earn your pocket money?
Making them learn things.
Earn your pocket money.
Yeah.
A child needs to learn to earn. Pocket money can be given, but with certain terms. And how to spend it again should be taught.
Yeah.
What are the things in life which are important?
Yeah.
So that is everything should be a learning process for ourselves and for our children. We need to question ourselves, what are we doing? So it comes back to the strategic issues that I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Why should we be doing things? Why and what do we want to achieve in our lives, a pure life? What should we be doing to achieve that? We need to be training ourselves and educating our children. How to manage that life? That is strategy and tactics and techniques. We should be learning that. And operational daily issues. We need to learn that and teach our children to manage our lives. Otherwise, our lives will be without any flavor, without any essence. Our life will be not worthy of living.
Not colorful, yeah.
It would be a life of nothingness.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and sharing such beautiful thoughts with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.